This is KPTZ 91.9 FM. I'm Jim Burke with local news for Port Townsend and vicinity on Tuesday, September 6th, 2022. After covering a search area of 2,100 square nautical miles, the Coast Guard has called off the search for the float plane that crashed in Mutiny Bay Sunday. The plane, a de Havilland DH-3 Otter, was in flight from San Juan Island and headed to Northwest Seaplanes Base in Renton. Suddenly, the plane veered toward Port Townsend and plummeted into the Salish Sea. One body was recovered Sunday. An additional 9 souls are still missing. Yesterday was Labor Day, so the Jefferson County Board of County Commissioners meeting is today. However, both Dr. Allison Berry and Willie Bentz are not available, so there was no public health briefing this morning. The county websites did update information about COVID cases this morning, so here are the numbers. In Jefferson County, the 2-week COVID case rate is 345 per 100,000. One person is currently hospitalized. 70 new cases were added this week for a total of 5,648 cases. On September 1st, Jefferson County Public Health added one more death due to COVID-19. The individual was a woman in her 80s with multiple chronic health conditions. She had completed her primary series of COVID-19 vaccine. She had not received a booster dose. Jefferson County's total count of COVID-19-related deaths is now 31. In Clallam County, the 2-week COVID case rate is 309 per 100,000, just 13 new cases this week for a total of 15,410 cases since the pandemic began. One person is hospitalized at this time. 122 people have died in Clallam County from COVID since the pandemic began. You can still order tests from Washington State at sayyescovidhometest.org. The Board of County Commissioners will meet again next week, and the County Health Report will return on Monday morning and will be broadcast live at 9:45 a.m. right here on KPTZ 91.9 FM. Submit your public health questions to Dr. Allison Berry and Willie Bentz by emailing contactus@kptz.org by this Friday at noon to be answered next Monday. It appears that the city of Port Townsend is getting ready to move on from the Cherry Street project by selling the property on the open market. According to an article in the PT Leader website this past Friday, the Port Townsend City Council, in its August meeting, discussed the controversial affordable housing project and will likely decide that the best path forward is to sell. The Cherry Street building, originally called the Carmel Building, was purchased by the city in 2017 with plans to utilize the structure as a source of housing for Port Townsend's working-class residents. After being barged to the Quimper Peninsula from Victoria, B.C., the project and the property has gone through 2 housing providers and encountered a slew of problems, from unexpected extra costs, vandalism, and now its abandoned state. The city is looking to cut its losses by either selling the property as is or with maximum density requirements. Council members and staff weighed 6 separate options. I won't go into all 6 of them here. Option C is to sell it on the market as is with no affordable housing requirements, but to require maximum density. It would be a net gain for the city at $225,000. This course of action is low risk and would take around a year to complete. Option D, which is city staff's recommended course of action, would be to sell the property as is with 0 restrictions. It would earn the city $320,000, is low risk, and would take a year to do. The other options included greater restrictions on end use or increased costs to the city. Councilmember Libby Winstrom stated her preference for option C. Quote, "It seems like we can at least try to push for density. If we don't get any bids, then we can reevaluate. It adds value to the community in a way more than just saying, let's sell this to the highest bidder and somebody can build a beautiful mansion there. It doesn't seem like it aligns with the value of where we want to go." Both Winstrom and council member Amy Howard agreed that the council is leaning toward option C or D out of the 6 options under consideration. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention greenlit a new tool for battling the pandemic, updated booster shots. The Food and Drug Administration authorized the shots early last week. The new shots target the Omicron subvariant BA5, the dominant version of the virus at this time. The new vaccine will likely be available at pharmacies, doctor's offices, and community health centers. You can search a directory of sites at vaccines.gov. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5, Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Jim Burke. Thanks for listening.